Looking for a Home. A letter written by Z. Charnot, March 31, 2010. Looking for a Home. The kind of home I am looking for: 1. A publication. 2. An institution. 3. An organization. 4. A government department. 5. People who share the principles, the orientation, the ideas. Or 6. A literary agent, a publisher. Where I have found a home in the past: under publications, 1. The Toronto Star, providing scholarship funding, Toronto, Canada. 2. The Kitchener Record, which published a news article of my participation in the Changing Atmosphere Conference, Guelph, Canada. 3. Scottish International, a magazine for which I was a science correspondent. It also published my poetry. 4. Changes Magazine, edited by Steve Leeper, who published writings and lectures. And 5. The Harbinger Magazine, edited by Gabe Katz, writing with such as Alan Watts and Timothy Leary in California. Institutions: 1. The University of Waterloo, where I graduated in 1986. 2. The Ecology of Knowledge, EOK, Network, and the United Nations Group, where I was the fall chairperson for 5 years, St. Jacobs, Canada. 3. Cornell University, where I was invited to speak by Dean Theodore Sturgeon. 4. Stanford University, where I lectured for ASME and for Professor Robert McKim on creativity. 5. Columbia University, at the Chaplain's Home on Aquarian Age Cosmology. 6. Maryland State Psychiatric Research Center, where I was invited by Dr. Walter Pankey, Ph.D., M.D. 7. College of Marin, where Friday night lectures attracted regular audiences in 1967 and 1968. 8. Clark College, Vancouver, Washington, where I was convocation speaker in 1966 or 1967. And Trent University, 9, at Futures Conference, where I chaired 2 committees and lectured 1 panel. In terms of organizations: 1. EcoHealth Ontario Canada, published 4 books, sold books and DVDs of books and audio recorded lectures, hosted a website from 2004 to 2006. 2. Ecophysics.org, a website hosted by Joseph Mueller using open source software. 3. Eagle's Gift, Ontario, Canada, Honored Living Sanctuaries Corporation website, hosted by Albert Potma. 4. Elliott Lake, Adult Education, Ontario, Canada, where I presented a 12-part series, Worldwide Philosophy, What Life Is and What Life Is For, where the DVD is still available. 5. Wow Cafe in Guelph, Ontario, Canada, Corinne Balint, the proprietor, where I presented 2 lectures in 2009. 6. Ontario Kin's Domain, Guelph, Ontario, Canada, where I was invited by Robert Orland, and I presented 1 lecture, also held at the Wow Cafe in 2009. 7. Anaclism Radio Program, hosted by EcoHealth, via Blog Talk Radio Services, New York, New York, where a program is and has been presented at 1 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, and there are archives at Blog Talk Radio and at iTunes. 8. Domain Ecodynamic Research Foundation / Domain Media Group, Mary Hill, Breslau, Ontario, Canada, where I presented hundreds of lectures, training course materials, ran a health education center, developed and presented Life Essentials Technologies. Number 9, Pacifica Foundation Radio, where I was interviewed and presented lectures, Wavelengths of History and Physics of Sex, with Gavin Arthur. Number 10, the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineering, where I presented UFOs and ESP, Events of an Age. Number 11, Power Science Conference, Portland, Oregon, where I was the keynote speaker. Number 12, Nutritional Medicine Today, conference hosted by the Canadian Schizophrenia Association, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. In terms of governmental departments, number 1, the Ontario Ministry of Government Services, Collingwood, Canada, lectures provided on 2 occasions. Number 2, the Changing Atmosphere Conference, Guelph, Canada, where I was a delegate from Canada, the federal level, and on the Food Resources Committee. Number 3, the Law of the Atmosphere Conference, Ontario, Canada. Number 4, Ontario Planning for a New City near Pickering, Ontario. Number 5, the Working Environment Conference, where I was invited to lecture at the Metro Toronto Convention Centre, Toronto, Canada. And number 6, State of Washington, Design for Clark County, where I received the Governor's Award, Dan Evans, for chairmanship. In terms of people, number 1, Dr. Joseph Gross, MD, psychiatrist, friendship and support for over 4 decades. Number 2, Robert Clark, a new friendship, and Robert initially attended one lecture in 1969. Joseph Mueller, who works in Ontario, Canada, served as webmaster for the ecophysics.org website from 2007 to 2010. Number 4, Al Potma, who works for World Travel Communication as a programmer. Number 5, Kiyoshi Izumi, professor, supervisor, University of Waterloo, who served as director and provided lectures in ecosystemic planning at Domain Ecodynamics Research Foundation. Number 6, Homer Hogan, M.A., with professor of English, who provided a letter of recommendation in the 1980s. Number 7, Jack Nicholson, the host for Meditation Techniques in 1960s. Number 8, John Lennon, a host for hypnotherapy in the 1970s. Number 9, Arlo Guthrie, I was welcomed as a guest in his home in the 1970s. Number 10 is Dick Gregory, who shared use of his website to post my health writings and for online health consultations in 2001. 11 is John Wester, who currently reads, shares, and provides feedback on writings. He was also a director for Harbinger, and he helped to transport the laboratory. Number 12, David Nelson, publisher of The Love Letter Heaven Sent in the 1960s, which included my lecture transcriptions, and he funded... Lost my spot. He funded the weekly Anaclism radio programs from 2009 to 2010. Number 13, Owen Jones, helped many times with transporting equipment and moving households, providing a rare book. He, too, was a director for Harbinger. In terms of literary agents, publishers, 1, Kristen Cannon Nixon, literary agent with Cat's Eye Publishing in Sprague and Sudbury, Ontario. Number 2, EcoHealth, self-publishing, Elliot Lake, 2002-2006, and Brantford from 2007, ongoing in Ontario, Canada. Heading, the ideas, principles,